Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting second. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is hit by the pitch. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ryan. James moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. James moves to third. Popovich moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James scores. Popovich scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Williams steals third. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heiser out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanton. Pizarro reaches second base with a double. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. James hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a fly ball towards center. AG settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on AG. Pizarro scores. Popovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourque hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fernandez for a passed ball. Harrelson moves to second. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Popovich fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. James hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Popovich moves to third. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 2 in the game. Bork hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanton hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Heiser chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Fernandez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fernandez. Ryan scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. Stanton moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Heiser strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 3 in the game. Bork hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 3 in the game. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanton moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Stanton moves to third. Jones moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Tommy Agee. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromontii hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanton scores. Jones scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Jim Colburn now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing center field. Brock Davis pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Grote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. James goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4 Mets. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Nolan Ryan. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Pat Bourque. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Gene Heiser. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.